No more desire. A material enjoyment. These feet fall and that. Anyone who sees, oh, this car is very nice, this beautiful wife is very, very beautiful woman is very nice, he should not think of taking sannyas. Such desires is most abominable, more than taking poison. To commit suicide by taking poison is most abominable thing, because he is going to be a ghost. Will be punished to become a ghost, those who commit suicide. Or if one is suddenly killed and he has so many desires, he becomes a ghost. Therefore, Vishabhakshan, taking poison and die untimely, it must have a meaning, or commit suicide. By the material law also, to attempt to commit suicide is criminal. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. It is criminal. Kya hoga? Kone wala hai nahi, sunta hai kyun nahi karta? Jaisa jaisa platform ho gaya. If you take sannyas, just like there are so many sannyasis for filling up the belly, wherever you go, they give some alms. But in outside India, who cares for the sannyas? No. Then why you should be eager to take sannyas and cheat yourself? You cannot cheat others, but you can cheat yourself.
Outside India, sannyasi will starve.
So I do not know why our disciples are so anxious to take sannyas. At least those who are outside. Everyone comes, give me sannyas. What is the idea?
Freedom from authority.
Who cares him for authority?
No, they don't want to take order as brahmacharya. If they're sannyasi, they think they can do as they feel.
They all want to become leaders.
So what kind of leader? If you cannot lead others,
what kind of leader?
If you mislead them, if you mislead them, then what is the use of taking leadership?
That's why that system where brahmacharya is recommended for 1 year and then he proves himself by doing some extraordinary preaching work is a very good system. Otherwise anyone just comes and by pressurizing and begging and pleading, then they try to take sannyas, then they don't stay to the path.
Sannyas means ultimate success. Because this human life is meant for becoming disgusted with this material life. No more. Material life means to take a body and enjoy this material, ahara nidra, sleeping 24 hours, eating like elephant, and sex life like monkey, these animals. This is material life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and all is afraid of. This is material life. And human life means to take freedom from these four things. No more afraid, no more sex, No more hankering after eating or sleeping. That is success. Everyone will see in the sparrow in the morning, they are enjoying sex. So this is material life. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. Ahara nidra bhayamai sunancha. And spiritual life means to become free from all this nonsense. That is spiritual life. They do not know what is spiritual life. The whole world, they do not know what is spiritual life. This is spiritual life. To become free from these four abominable things.
They're trying to increase these four things.
That means cheating themselves. What is the use of taking sannyas and cheat yourself? Material life means punapunacharvitacharvanana. Repeatedly doing the same thing. Either as human being, or as monkey, or as a small ant, or the demigod. Doing business is the same. Four things. Eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing. In different scale, doing the same business. Therefore it is called punapuna. Again and again, charvita charvanana, chewing the chewed. If one is sober, he thinks that these four business I have done many, many lives, as sparrow, or as jackal, or as demigod, and I have got this human form, again I am doing this. So what is the benefit of this human form of life? This is sense. I got this valuable life and I am still doing the same thing as dogs and cats and sparrows. Then what is the difference between me and the dogs? That is sense. What is my better engagement? That better engagement is Krishna consciousness. Then his life is successful. Otherwise, what is the use of? Again become a sparrow. Again wait for millions of years to come by evolutionary process to the human form of life. This is going on. Puna puna charvita charvanana adalta gobhi visadam tamisram. Because they cannot control the sense, they are going in the darkest part of this material existence.
It seems that in youth the desire to enjoy is so much stronger than in old age. It seems that in youth the desire to enjoy is stronger than in old age.
That is foolish, sir. The old man is still strong, but in instruments are finished. He cannot enjoy. But the desire is there. You don't think the old man has got less desire than the young man. He has got the desire, but his instrument is finished.
So much frustration.
Not, he cannot use the instruments for enjoyment.
So he's frustrated.
frustrated everyone. By the organizers. Everyone is frustrated. He says that the desire in all, it is expected, because he has gone through the grihastha life. Grihastha life is a concession for sex life, that's all. It is not needed. But those who are unable to avoid it, all right, have some for time. Then become sannyas. This is the process. It is not needed. So, in old age, after going through these stages, brahmachari is learning how to stop this sex life. And then, if one is still unable, all right, takes concession for 25 years. Then give up this habit, and then takes sannyas. So that is the process. One who has gone through these stages expected that he has no more arnareva. I have done this. But generally, those who are not trained up, their desire is not diminished. They have got this. You see in your country, Western country, 75, 80 years old, they are going to the nightclub.
Yes.
Paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. Where is he? He has lost all capacity, but still he will go. Still he will go. This is called punapuna chaitvita charvana. In the club, the son is also dancing with the girl, and the old father is dancing, and by chance they come in contact. The Western civilization is for this, ahara nidravahara. Eat voraciously, and all become diabetes. They have got diabetes club, association. Then what is this? Well, diabetes is the result of voracious eating. That's all. In old age, it becomes very prominent because he eats voraciously, but he cannot digest. And all this food stuff becomes what is called glucose,
yes.
And then diabetes. The beginning ahar, eating. That gentleman, that doctor, who has given us that review. Yes, he's a very learned man.
Mr. Chanel?
No, no. From France.
The professor?
Mm-hmm. He has mentioned from the Vedic standard, we are all uncivilized. We Westerners are uncivilized. He has admitted. Mm. Actually, they are.
Yes, they were. They will be shocked when they find this out, because the idea is that...
And that's like a man is suffering from tuberculosis, and if his physician says that you are attacked with tuberculosis, then he'll be shocked. But in fact, he's there.
They think that the Vedic culture is uncivilized.
They think because they are police rascals. They do not know what is the value of life. Big professor, he said, Swamiji, after death everything is finished. There is no soul. Professor cut off. This is real education.
And then they wonder why their sons become hippies and act like monkeys. Even though they are civilized,
Their sons are acting like monkeys.
Actually, we are introducing the Krishna consciousness movement to make the Western people civilized. Yes. So you should take it very seriously and behave with responsibility. If you also want to become again like that, then I will be able to preach. What is the use of preaching? Where is time?
6:30.
Yes.
So is it necessary to be fixed up to take sannyas, or one should take sannyas to become fixed up?
To become fixed, become sannyasi, the other three processes are there. To become brahmachari, to become grihastha, to become vanaprastha. Stage by stage. But if one is able, he can take sannyas. The stages are there, but if one is very competent, he can be given sannyas. And that competency is also very simple. If you become fully Krishna conscious, then you can immediately become competent. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyayakalpa. As soon as you fully engage yourself in Krishna consciousness, then immediately you become more than a sannyas.
Your divine grace is so merciful because the Western people, they are habituated to so many bad habits which weren't existing in the Vedic time amongst the higher classes. And still you are introducing all these things for them. Many times devotees, they don't take that seriously.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Likchan na ke. Sarabhi bhakti prasiddhati. What is this? Don't eat sufficiently, how will you be able to work? Juktahar vihar. We are not after dry speculation. Practical. Eat sufficiently, work sufficiently. Don't be lazy. But the danger is, if you eat more than sufficient, then you will sleep sufficient. তারপর যুক্ত আহার অ্যাজ মাচ অ্যাজ ইউ রিকোয়ার টেক ইট ডোন্ট টেক মোর ডোন্ট টেক লেস This is the law of nature, just like salt. You salt require, but if you take more, it is useless. And if you take less, it is useless. If in the vegetable the salt is more, then it is uneatable. And if it is less, uneatable. Take as it is. It is not that because there is ocean of salt, let me eat 3 pounds salt. That is going on. Oh, it is available. Right, let me. And then he becomes sick.
For somebody who can work more, then he can eat a little more? For somebody who can work more, then he can eat more.
No, work more and work less doesn't matter. If he is actually hungry, he can take. Work must be there. If he does not work, what is the use of eating?
This program, the difficulty that every person has not got the same mentality.
That will depend on the preaching of the sannyasi. What is this, Prem?
It's a hot iron building, Papa.
The wrong type of renunciation.
There is no renunciation, there is sense gratification. Yeah. I like this. That's all. He is thinking that I am so renowned, but he is still satisfying his senses. That's all. As soon as he manufactures something, that is sense gratification. I want to fulfill my desire, that's all. That is sense gratification. It may be I sit down on the tree or I may sit down on the palace. That is sense gratification. The basic principle is sense gratification. The other day I was talking about Hira Chor and Khira Chor. Hira means diamond and Khira means
cucumber.
I shall steal one cucumber. And another one thinks, if I steal, I shall steal diamond. But the stealing propensity is there. Hira Chor or Khira Chor. Well, I'm stealing one only cucumber. That is not very dangerous. but to the eyes of law, both of them are criminal.
Yes.
Either you take Hira or Khira. Big thief and small thief, that's all. Thief, you are thief. So we manufacture concoction. Yes, I've got the stealing propensity, so I'll not steal diamond, I'll steal the khira, not here. This is only mental concoction, but he is a thief.
I think this is. So Grihastha life is Krishna allowing us to steal Kira.
Hmm? Yes, Kira too. The prostitute hunter is Hiracho, and he's a Kiracho.
Sense gratification that comes from renouncing like that's like the Mayavadis, by artificially renouncing everything, they're actually simply another form of sense gratification.
Not artificial, it is a process. We have to give up this sense gratification, go through a process to turn up. Just like sometimes in the club, there is artificial swimming, is it not?
Or running.
Artificial swimming. There is not swimming, but to practice some.
Or the.
But sometimes people who renounce like that, they become very proud. What is that?
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, are you pleased when your disciples do things like that? Are you pleased when your disciples do things like that?
Artificial?
Well, such things as Srila Prabhu's doing.
I do not know. What is that? What is his question?
He asked if you're pleased if your disciples do things like Sharma. If they like going to live in trees and do artificial renunciation.
No, he's trying, that's all. But active service is more important.
That is your example.
But something is better than nothing. If he goes away to practice somewhere else, I better give him chance to practice this. He's not doing anything bad. That is good. That is. But the better service is to be active, sir. Service.
That's your mercy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, he gives an example. He could have done at his home. Why he took sannyas and went out of home?
We have one boy at the temple, Prabhupada, and he doesn't want to do any work. He simply reads, and he says that I will not do work now, but when I become realized by reading, he says, then I will engage.
And he's reading, that is working. But he's sleeping, that is another. In the name of reading, sometimes he sleeps. If that is not done, it is all right. He's reading, that's all right. But if he shows that I'm reading, but he's sleeping secretly, that is bad. To see that he's not sleeping, he's actually reading.
He's life member also, Prabhupada.
Anyway, he's doing something, that's good.
I read where you said that if one simply reads, though, one cannot become realized in the philosophy. One has to actually do something practical, and then the realization will be there from what he has read.
Yeah.
are non-different.
Huh?
Service and reading are non-different?
Yes, each one is actually reading. Just like Rupa Goswami. He was reading. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikadutuno. But he must be expertly reading. Not as a bookworm. Expert.
On the other hand, sometimes devotees are only engaged in service and then without reading. And
but
then
everyone, you cannot expect everyone is capable for reading.
They have desire to read, but they have no opportunity. And then in their service, they become, they lose sight sometimes. They because of fallen condition, they cannot remember Krishna in their service. But while reading, one is easily cannot help but remember Krishna.
If he cannot remember Krishna, he will sleep.
Yes.
That is the test. When you have seen so many reading but sleeping, that means there is no Krishna. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya radhika. Sleeping is maya. If he is thinking of Krishna, that cannot be sleeping.
No, I'm talking not about the reading half, but the service half.
Service also, everything depends on advancement in Krishna consciousness. If Krishna is there, either you read or work as a coolie, the same thing.
Instructed that service is as good as reading, but we see that devotees only doing service without reading, then they become agitated in their mind.
That means there is no Krishna. The real disease is there is no Krishna.
Hmm.
So then he will vegetate, either reading or working.
Hmm. So how can the Krishna...
That they must go through this practice. Everyone must attend the Allah. Mangal Arti, one must attend this, one must attend this, otherwise no prasadam. If one says, I am sick, no prasadam. You are sick, you cannot digest the thought. And sick, sleeping, and at the time of prasadam, bodhisattva is eating, that is not sickness. If you are sick, you cannot take food. Don't take.
Hare Krishna.